Thank you, Ruth, for sharing that. Thank you, Simon, Susan, and Nick, for leading us. Worship, we appreciate you guys. Okay, the doorbell. You're so far away. I don't like this. Move a bit closer. The doorbell. A pastor is walking down the street, and one day he notices a small boy, maybe a little bigger, trying to use the doorbell on a house across the street. However, the boy is very small, and the doorbell is too high for him to reach. After watching the boy's efforts for some time, the pastor walks across the street to the little fellow and rings the doorbell. Kneeling down next to the child, the pastor smiles and asks, "And now what, my little man?" To which the boy replies, "Run!"
Sorry. It's so funny. Okay. Right, I need to move.
Okay, so God laid on my heart to bring the talk about culture of honour, and this is the third and final bit that we've done. So who's been for the other two? Okay, yeah, a few people, good. So this is the last part. I hope this blesses you today. Living with a culture of honour. Can I have someone to read that out? Someone who can see on the screen would be great. Any volunteers? John.
Romans 12, verses 9 to 21, headed Love in Action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
Yeah, thank you, John. So the one we're focusing on is verse 12. Which was, be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. So, just a quick recap for anyone who wasn't here last time. What does it mean to honour? To honour means to show great respect or place value on someone or something, especially in public. A culture of honour celebrates the person who a person is without stumbling over who they're not. And we honour people for the following three reasons. God tells us to, in the Bible, they're all made in the image of God, and they have gifts planted in them by God, and the presence of God rests on them. But who should we honour? Throughout our lives, go ahead, Duncan.
We're supposed to honour everybody.
Yeah.
No matter who they are.
You've stolen my sermon. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you, Duncan. That's superb. He's gone right to the end. Throughout our lives, who are we called to honour? So, first of all, God. We honour him with our lives, our time, our words, our love, everything. Honour our partner, if we're married. You honour your spouse, which we covered. Honour your family. This is what we're going to be going on to today. Honour the elderly. Honour church leadership. Honour our church family. Honour our boss, whoever that may be. And honour authority, And then Nick, and sorry, Duncan, honour everyone. What you said, so thank you, Duncan. So, last time we spoke about honouring God. So in here, it was about, are you honouring God with what you speak today? And there was a Proverbs 18:21. Are you honouring God with what you do? 1 Corinthians 10:31. Are you honouring God with your thoughts? Philippians 4:8. Are you honouring God with what you listen to? What you're putting into your ears? Are you honouring God? And then, are you honouring God with your body as well? Because our body is a living sacrifice to God. And are you honouring God with your time? This is a challenge for me personally, but are you honouring God with your time? So this is just a quick recap. And then we went on to honouring your father and mother. And then we spoke about our Rachel and I's wonderful parents here. And we said in Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 4, it said, honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that you may go all that go well with you and you enjoy your life on the earth. What a promise. How important that is. So we spoke about that last time in more detail. And then honouring children. Proverbs 22, verse 7. Train a child up in the way he should go, teaching him God's wisdom and his will for his abilities and talents. Even when he's old, he won't depart from it. Some of us may have children who've gone away from the Lord, but take comfort in that. That, you know, if we've input into our children in an early age, that's there. And God will bring that out. And he can even speak to people who haven't had that experience of God in their thing. So honouring mother and father, honouring children. And then we went on to honouring your spouse, where Rachel and I sat down and we gave you a demonstration of how we honour each other. And here we went through ways that you can honour your wife, how you can honour your husband, just to pick a couple out. Honour your wife by sharing your heart, to help communicate your love for her on a regular basis, compliment her. And then how 9 ways wives can honour your husband, express gratitude, praise him, publicly praise him. Listen actively. Actually, this one I like best. Give him time for himself. So, and then we spoke about we need to love our wives like God loves the church. And what did that mean and how that felt? How that felt from me, loving Rachel, and how it felt from her, being the church in the example, and feeling that love. We went through all that example. You know, from the wife's eyes, what does it feel to be loved? And from the husband's eyes, what does it feel to love? We went through like the God and the church and the correlation between the two. So that's where we were up to last time. Okay. So, honouring our older generation. All of this stuff, the topics I'm bringing out, there are scriptures for these. So in Leviticus, stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged. Fear your God, I am the Lord. 8 ways to honour our elders. Spend time with them and listen intently. Tell them how much you appreciate and respect them. Ask for advice. Our elder people are sometimes the wisest people in society. They've gone through situations and they have advice. Call them. Pray for them and encourage them. Speak blessings over them. Discuss family heritage, history and traditions. And seek to help them practically. Now, I don't know whether you have elderly people in your life, but if you don't, go and find some. It's a real blessing to be part of other people's lives, especially the elderly. Rachel and I go and visit Liz in the care home, and it's lovely just spending time with her and just loving her, really. We'll be going again shortly. But then there was a program this week on TV. It was called Poor Home, Rich Home. Anyone heard of that? It's on Channel 5. But they swap. So the couple in a rich home swap places with the people in the poor home. They sort of live each other's lives for a week. And the one big thing from the guy in the rich home was he saw that this other couple spend time with an elderly lady during the week. And they're not being paid to do it. They just choose to do it. So they go and spend time with her and you know, it would, and then this guy who's like work, work, work and money, money, money was just blown away by this relationship. So it's a real, there's something when you step out to bless others, there's a huge blessing that comes back to you as well. I know Titch used to say to me, why do you spend your time with me? You know, and I'm like, I get far more from you than you'd ever know, you know, from Titch back to me, just by spending time and sharing with him. So honouring our elder generation. 1 Timothy 5, 1 to 2. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father. Younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, all in purity. Okay, on to the nice bit. Honouring your church leaders. So there's some pictures coming up here and some familiar faces. So currently we have three deacons. So Howard, I've got a scripture first. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning. Crispin and Keith. Now there's two here today, and Crispin's not here, but how is it? I need a volunteer hugger who will go and give Howard a hug, just as a representation of a we acknowledge you there. Susan was first. So off you go. And Susan, is Keith out the back? Is Keith out the back? I need a second hugger to go and hug Keith. So who's going to volunteer to hug Keith? Ruth? Ruth's going to go and give... Just tell him we love him and we appreciate him. Okay. But in our church, we have a wider section of people that may not be in the church council, but they are acting as leaders in various areas. So in here, for example... So Susan and Keith, Susan really blesses us leading worship. Keith blesses us by bringing the word. You know, he does that, and they're both of them as leaders. Rachel and I share, and we're leaders pastorally and also in teaching. Stephen and Christine, Stephen leads worship, and Christine also leads the service, and they both preach. And Simon here, sorry Simon, you're eating. Simon's really a blessing because he's leading us in worship, and it's lovely to see you growing in your gifting. So bless you in that. So in our church, we have a wider band of leaders, and it's important to honour people. And there's people in other roles as well, like Ruth, who does the notice sheet. So many different roles. Whatever you do in your church, you are leading in that bit. So specifically for these people, how can we help them? So, support them. Love them. Pray for them. You need to pray for these people during the week. And if you know who's leading next week or who's speaking, you've got it on the notice sheet, pray for them. Please pray for them. I know myself, as someone who prepares, I need prayer in the week. So, pray. Follow them. What does that mean? Follow them. Yeah. Listen to what they're teaching and then follow that example. We're entrusting these people to bring what's on God's heart. While I'm doing that, Rachel, can you come and help me? I've got some chocolate coins just to give out to everyone to say you're all, I want to honour you all this morning for being here and being part of us. So be blessed with a chocolate coin. Absolutely. So, next thing is honouring our church family. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So, how can each of us love our church family? Rachel needs to be a little bit quicker because I need my volunteer back. So, have a think about that for a minute. I'm on my helpers back. How can we love? How can you demonstrate love or honour in our current church family? Can you have this? Okay. So, Rachel, flip chart, please. Thank you. I'm making it work today. Yeah, she's got the whole pot. Don't believe me. Yes.
So, how can we love and honour people in our church family? Shout it out, and Rachel will write it up.
Yeah. What about the people that are? Yeah, you can encourage them to come to church. That's right. Very good, Duncan. Anyone else to shout out your ideas?
Thank them.
Yeah, that's good.
Show an interest in their everyday life.
Yeah.
You were listening to the scripture, weren't you?
Any more?
Pray for them.
Yeah, excellent.
Feed them,
yeah.
Feed them. Well done. Meet with them.
Yeah. Anyone else?
It's linked to encourage, but encourage each other in our gifts.
Yeah.
That we have.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
that has given each
yeah.
of
yeah.
us.
That's good, John. Yeah. Any others? Got quite a few. How many have we got?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Yeah, I've got some more written down here. Pay a compliment. I think we had that one, didn't we? No. Pay a compliment. Treat others with respect.
Speak to them.
Yes. Oh, very good, Duncan.
Say hello.
That's right. There's a lot of churches where some people can come in and they can leave without even being spoken to. So it's important to speak to, even after the service when we're having coffee. And yeah. Be patient. What about that one? Ask questions. I think we had that, finding out how people are. Or,
how about accept people as they are?
Yep, yeah, that's good. I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. So what about forgiving each other?
Yes.
Good.
Try to forgive.
Thank you, Duncan. Yeah. Showing compassion.
Yeah.
Celebrating accomplishments. I think we had something in there with that already, maybe.
Positive.
Do you ever celebrate?
Celebrate.
Encourage. Listen.
Be willing to offer practical help.
Yeah, that's a good one. Be open with others. Open your heart, open your eyes to see what's going on. If someone is looking sad, take the time to go and show an interest and help. Yeah, thank you. I think that's really good. So there's a lot of ways. When you think about it, there's a lot of ways that we can help. Rachel, can you turn that slightly so I can see it? Thank you. Thank you. So honouring our church family. To create a healthy church family, believers are to encourage each other, build each other up, and not tear each other down. And be there for each other, just like a normal family should be. And don't you love this photo? So this photo was taken last year, I think, John. And this was our special friends' Christmas party that we had here. And it's a blessing to be part of that family, isn't it?
20th of December, yes. Here, the next one.
Woohoo!
Yeah, they're all witness here.
What's the movie, Anthony? Hmm? What's the movie we're watching?
I don't know where we are yet. We haven't decided yet, have we?
TBD.
So
it's a think about these things. Think about things. Maybe Holy Spirit nudges you and says, is there something in here that maybe is calling you to, or someone else in the fellowship encourage you that going forward. So the next one is honouring your boss. Those who are in employment or any kind of thing like that. So Ephesians 6, verse 5 to 8. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favour when the eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. So, what about honouring your boss at work? Communicate clearly and timely. Follow the rules and expectations that the boss gives you. Don't be always butting up against the rules and say, I'm not going to listen to them, I'll do my own way. He's been placed in a place of authority, so to follow that. Show appreciation and recognition. I try with my boss, each year I have a review where he reviews how am I working. I always try and make a point at the end to say, turn it round and say, thank you for all your support through the year and that showing your appreciation back. Be proactive and flexible. Sometimes we need to change. Respect yourselves and others at work. Seek feedback improvement. It's always good to find out what you're not doing, what other people perceive you not doing so well, and get the feedback and improve. And then Colossians 3, verse 23. Work willingly at whatever you are doing, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. That's a real good verse, isn't it? Yeah, fancy that. Think about that when you're working. You are working for the Lord, whatever you're doing in your workplace. You are serving the Lord in that He has given you that job. He's put you in that place as a minister, and you are working for the Lord. That challenges me sometimes when I'm in a grumble fest at work, but that we are, we're working for the Lord, and we're a witness where we are. Honouring authorities. Romans 13, 6 to 7. This is why you also pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their time to governing. Give everyone what you owe to them. Even if you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honour, then honour. This is a difficult one. I grumble at taxes, especially with the coming up budget, but with what could impact us. But these people have been placed in the position of authority. We do need to respect them. We're told to honour those in authority. It doesn't matter if we agree with who is in power at this moment. You may have a political slant, But we need to honour the people who are in that position today. Honour the office, the position that they are taking. And what we can do is pray for our leaders, pray for the leaders who are in those positions, but also take an active part, write to your MP, encourage them, highlight Christian issues, things that are affecting you, be involved and encourage them in their job. Don't just slight them and say, they're useless, you know. Encourage them in their job, but also give your opinion and things, because your voice matters. But we are called as believers to honour our authorities. And then on to Duncan's one, which is honouring everyone. And this kind of wraps it all together. 1 Peter 2 verse 17. Recognise the value of every person and continually show love to every believer. Live your lives with great reverence in holy awe of God. Be inclusive. Be attentive. Be generous. Be generous to the outside world. Live a life of generosity. Maybe that's another talk, another time. But live a life generous. God has blessed us so richly. We have so much here compared to a lot of people in a lot of other countries. But yet we can grumble sometimes. But let's be looking to who we can bless. I remember when John Cheek was here, he'd share that they would engage with like a server at a restaurant. You know, it's part of blessing back by, you know, showing appreciation. And in some places, people give a really big tip just to bless people. You know, a whole generosity side is very important for us to share our faith. And it opens up, being generous opens up people to willing to hear from God through you. The Bible clearly says we are to honour everyone, and not just those we feel deserve to be honoured. I'll read that again. The Bible clearly says we are to honour everyone, and not just those we feel deserve to be honoured. That's an interesting one. I have people in my life I have struggled with, but yet God calls me to honour them. If I don't honour them, I think something in my heart kind of shuts down a bit or blocks off. And God wants us to have open heart and be full of love and honouring for others. As believers in this world, let's actively live a life full of honour. And every time I say the word honour, I think of Japan. And I see the Japanese as a very much an honourable people. They honour the senior people. There's this thing of bowing. And but they've just got something we haven't quite got yet in our society. But as believers, we have an opportunity to really grab hold of this and honour everyone. So how are you doing? How do you think you're doing practicing honour in these areas today? Whenever a talk's going on, Holy Spirit will be like nudging you, poking you, maybe gently whispering. And you think about these different relationships that you have. How are you doing? And then, you know, take that away and have a think about it today. And because at the end of the day, honour is a decision. We make a decision to honour. So what's next as we wrap this up? With the help of the Holy Spirit, examine yourselves in these areas we have covered. Then decide to make a change and take action. Don't just let it sit. Take physical action and do something about this. Move forward and practice a life living full of honour in all areas of your life, not just on a Sunday. Everywhere you are, honour. In the supermarket, in the workplace, wherever, show honour. Love and appreciate and honour all people, just like Duncan said. Everyone we should honour. So today, as we finish, we declare a spirit of honour over you and in this place. Let us be a church, a people that value honour, embrace it, and represent Jesus to the world. Amen.